Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is November 22, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Ecolytic and MyShrek Bank launch first climate banking platform in UAE and MENA. UAE-based MyShrek Bank has partnered with Visa and Ecolytic to roll out its new climate banking platform in the MENA region. Triver additionally raises £20 MLN. UK-based SME working capital provider Triver has secured £20 million to continue offering funding to small businesses and further its product development. InvestNet, Yodlee partners with Centrix. InvestNet, Yodlee has partnered with New Zealand-based credit bureau Centrix in order to provide it with live bank data feeds in readiness for open banking. Nuve partners with Solutions by Text. Canada-based fintech company Nuve has partnered with US-based Solutions by Text to help customers make payments directly through texts. BMA selected BankJoy as a preferred partner for online and mobile banking. BMA Banking Systems has selected US-based fintech BankJoy as a preferred partner for online and mobile banking. BKN 301 partners with C-Wallet. San Marino-based Boss Fintech BKN 301 has announced its partnership with C-Wallet for the development of digital payments in the Qatar and MENA regions. Volt announces its expansion into Australia. Real-time payments platform Volt has announced its expansion into Australia following a period of growth and a successful Series B funding round. Maisons du Monde integrates MangoPay. Payment infrastructure provider MangoPay has announced that Maisons du Monde integrated its solutions to provide simplified payment experiences to marketplace customers. MoneyCollect launches new payment gateway for WooCommerce. Hong Kong-based payment service provider MoneyCollect has unveiled its new payment gateway for WooCommerce, offering more payment options for online merchants. Temu supports customers in identifying scam sites. Online marketplace Temu has announced that it supports its customers in identifying and reporting scam websites and apps that impersonate the e-commerce platform. Flagright partners with Skiopay. Flagright has partnered with UK-based payment institution Skiopay to optimize the latter's security measures for cross-border payments and foreign exchange management. France, Germany, and Italy agree on AI regulation. France, Germany, and Italy have attained an agreement on regulating artificial intelligence, AI, expected to accelerate negotiations at the European level. CoinCover partners with Utila to improve crypto asset management. UK-based fintech CoinCover has partnered with enterprise-grade crypto operations platform Utila to improve crypto asset management. StickPay collaborates with Neslab. UK-based e-wallet service provider STICPAY has partnered with Neslab to support the deposit and withdrawal of Neslab S tokens. Open payments firm Volt lands in Australia. London-based open payments gateway Volt has launched in Australia, integrating with the country's pay-to platform. FindAT launches expense management API. FindAT, the leading provider of expense management technology, is proud to announce the launch of its revolutionary solution, the Expense API. 73% of FS execs expect GenAI to take their jobs. Almost three-quarters, 73%, of executives working in financial services expect to eventually be replaced by generative AI, GAI, according to a recently released study. DORA to spark changes in risk management tech. The imminent introduction of the EU's Digital Operational Resilience Act, DORA, will force sell-side firms to make significant changes to their third-party risk management software and strategies, suggests a recently published survey. SimCorp launches investment analytics platform. Provider of investment management solutions SimCorp announces the introduction of its new cloud-native performance attribution solution, developed to meet the growing demand for accurate and real-time performance analytics. Tradu launches multi-asset trading platform in UK. Tradu is a new, sophisticated multi-asset trading platform for the active trader and investor, offering thousands of tradable assets across listed equities, commodities, cryptocurrencies, CFDs, Forex, treasuries and indices. Pension Insurance Contribution selects Finborn for data management. Pension Insurance Corporation, PIC, the specialist UK pension insurer, has chosen Finborne technology to provide investment data management capabilities to help drive their data strategy. LMAX secures license in Singapore. LMAX Group, a leading operator of institutional exchanges for trading FX and digital assets, today announces that its subsidiary, LMAX Exchange Singapore, has received a recognized market operator, RMO, license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS. Credit card industry remains robust but must brace for economic instability. Despite the current economic conditions and the highest inflation rate in almost four decades, the credit card industry continues to thrive. The number of credit cards in circulation continues to grow. BBVA Switzerland expands partnership with Medico. BBVA Switzerland has announced that it expanded its partnership with cryptocurrency custody and blockchain services provider Medico to solidify its position in the digital asset sector. Marqeta and Credi2 offer installment capabilities to banks in Europe. Marqeta, Nasdaq, MQ, the global modern card issuing platform enabling some of the world's most innovative embedded finance solutions, today announced a new partnership with Credi2 to provide an end-to-end installments platform designed for banks, helping them deliver installment payments on cards to meet growing consumer demand for more flexible and seamless digital payments experiences. MoneyHub names Nick Middleton Strategic Account Director for Partnerships. MoneyHub, a top 100 global fintech startup built on the principles of open banking and open finance, is pleased to announce the appointment of Nick Middleton as a strategic account director within its partnerships division. Monavate expands supply chain division with hires. Payment solutions provider Monavate expands its supply chain payments division with three key new hires, with the goal to bring simplicity and clarity to B2B payments in verticals such as travel, marketplaces, and logistics and haulage, where global businesses are slowed down and burdened by unnecessary complexity and friction in payments practices. SEB rolls out Blacksmith KYC platform. Blacksmith KYC and the leading Nordic corporate bank Skandinavisa and Skilda Banken AB, SEB, are pleased to announce that SEB is implementing Blacksmith's KYC platform to automate and improve its data collection for financial institutions KYC. SEB and Blacksmith KYC embarked on a KYC improvement journey together 1 year ago. Hong Kong Monetary Authority and Abu Dhabi Global Market Inc. FinTech Mo. The Hong Kong Monetary Authority, HKMA, and the Financial Services Regulatory Authority, FSRA, of the Abu Dhabi Global Market, ADGM, jointly announced today, the 22nd of November, the exchange of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to deepen the ongoing partnership on fintech between the two authorities, particularly in the areas of cross-border trade-related data exchange and business collaboration, with a view to further promoting inclusive and innovative financial services leveraging fintech and data in both markets. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.